USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Those taking part in a huge anti-abortion march and rally in Washington, D.C. today are gathering at this hour. It's the 47th annual March for Life. It will be the first time a president has attended and addressed the crowd in person, as President Trump will be there later. Here's presidential spokesman Hogan Gidley.
He's a friend to those who stand up for life at all stages, and this is just another instance in which he can do that.
In 2018, President Trump became the first president to address the March for Life through a video message. As many as 500,000 people are expected at that event today. Democratic impeachment managers set to wrap up their opening statements today in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. Then President Trump's legal team will begin their opening arguments tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As the impeachment trial against President Trump continues in the U.S. Senate, his personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani says he's going to start exposing dirt he's collected on Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
Today at noon, I will give an introduction. Starting next week, I will present witnesses. I have them all on tape.
Giuliani speaking there on Fox this morning, saying he has solid proof of shady dealings between the former vice president and his son, claiming that the Democratic presidential hopeful pressured Ukrainian officials by withholding millions of dollars in loans in order to get a top prosecutor fired, a prosecutor that Giuliani says was going to be investigating a Ukrainian energy company that employed Hunter Biden at the time. A major explosion this morning at an industrial site in Houston. It happened at the Watson Valve Services Company, shattering windows all around the area, and at least one worker is still listed as missing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump is going to be signing the new USMCA trade deal with Canada and Mexico soon. The White House announcing he'll sign the agreement into law on Wednesday. The deal replaces NAFTA and accomplishes one of the president's main goals since taking office. It was passed with bipartisan support in both houses of Congress. Mexican authorities have stopped another caravan of Central American migrants trying to make their way to the United States. Hundreds of migrants were blocked by National Guardsmen in riot gear yesterday, and they were loaded onto buses to be sent back to their home countries. The Mexican authorities say most of the migrants were from Honduras. Serena Williams out of the Australian Open, the 38-year-old losing her third-round match in three sets to China's Quang Wang in Melbourne. The eighth-seeded American falling 4-6, 7-6, 8-7. Williams' 23 Grand Slam singles titles, the most still by any player in the Open era. Eli Manning, longtime quarterback for the Giants, about to hold a news conference in which he'll announce his retirement. And a New York teenager's efforts to move the Super Bowl to Saturday is going viral, with more than 30,000 people already signing an online petition supporting Frank Ruggeri's idea. He says millions of Americans call out sick on the day after the big game, costing employers nearly $3 billion a year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.